Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, it kind of escaped you that 2 days ago was the 4th of July, Independence Day in the States. So in celebration of that, we're going to go all American for today's show. So for the next half an hour or so, you can bask in the big American sound, even though we've got a couple of smaller organs thrown in there for good measure. Well, we start off with one of the big ones. It's got 66 wonderful ranks and a lovely free manual console. And of course, I'm referring to the Dickinson High School Kimball in Delaware. Jelani Eddington is at the console with Donnie Rankin for the first number, Get Happy. Jelani Eddington there at the wonderful Kimball organ and Donnie Rankin on drums with Harold Arlen's wonderful composition, Get Happy. Certainly a wonderful combination there of organ and percussions to get that superb rhythm. Well, we now turn back the clocks and to an album released in the late 50s, I believe. No All-American tour would be complete without a trip to Buddy Cole's studio in Hollywood. His beautiful free manual 27 rank Wurlitzer Morton organ with its beautiful sounds was well appreciated by, I think, everybody who I know. Well, let's hear Buddy now at his studio organ, in which he seems to get some real spine tingling effects out of, in this beautiful composition called Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
Thank you.
Buddy Cole there with Tumbling Tumbleweeds, although it's slightly inappropriate considering we're in the middle of summer. Well, it's hard to imagine the big American sound coming out of just two manuals and eight ranks, but somehow Jim Riggs, being the wonderful musician he is, seems to manage to do just that. It's the small Wurlitzer in Macy's Greek Hall in Philadelphia, and Jim recorded the organ in 2013. So here's that beautiful Rodgers and Hart ballad, Blue Moon.
Thank you.
The wonderful lush sounds there of Jim Riggs with Blue Moon. Well, up next we pop over to the Century 2 in Wichita. This beautiful 4-manual 36 rank Wurlitzer was originally in the Paramount Theatre, New York City, and it's always an organ I've loved the sound of. And who better to show it off than Lynn Larson with a beautiful ballad from the musical show A Chorus Line, and it's called What I Did for Love. Well, after the sounds of the ex-Paramount New York Wurlitzer, we should turn our heads to its other half, so to speak, the Fox Theatre in San Francisco. Tiny James made a number of recordings on the organ before it was taken out, and this is one of them. It's a cute little number called It's Been a Long, Long Time. ¶¶ Well, after the beautiful sounds of a big in-theatre Wurlitzer, we turn our heads to the more jazzy and brash sounds of the pizza parlours. Lou Williams is certainly one of the people who knows how to get the best out of one of these beasts, and no exception to that is the 4-manual 29-rank Wurlitzer in the Phoenix Organ Stop Pizza. So here's Lou with that great big band number, A String of Pearls. Lou Williams there with A String of Pearls, and that's certainly one track I enjoy walking to work in the morning to. I've always been a fan of music written by Hoagie Carmichael, and Skylark is one particular favourite of mine. I recently got a copy of Mark Herman's CD recorded on the Embassy Theatre, Fort Wayne, on the beautiful 4-manual 16-rank Page organ. And lo and behold, Mark decided to play Skylark, so here we go. Thank you. The wonderful lush sounds there of the Page organ in the Embassy Theatre, Fort Wayne. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of the show, and I suppose no all-American round trip would be complete without a track from the most famous, probably, of all American organists, George Wright. As I've said previously, I've always enjoyed George live in concert, so that's what we're going to hear now, with a track of him from the Rialto Theatre, South Pasadena, on the snappy two-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer. Here he is, with literally flying fingers. George Wright there, live in concert with Flying Fingers, bringing this week's show to an end. Now, there may be some of you sat there thinking, wasn't this week's show supposed to be the artistry of organists called David? Well, yes, it was supposed to be, but I'm having to bump that back a few weeks because of scheduling. That's just an excuse to say I forgot it was the 4th of July this week. But nonetheless, the show has been recorded and will be put out in the near future, so don't worry. However, do tune in next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another wide variety of Vidra organ tracks from around the UK. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.